the second hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like with the brand new phone number, which is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And feel free to place your bets on how many more times tonight I will screw up giving the new phone number out, because it's probably inevitable that I'll do it at least one more time.
Someone should run a pool on that.
1-855 could be a big moneymaker. 1-855-450-FREE or not. So we're talking about, speaking of money, we're talking about cities around the country being desperate for funds. In fact, some of them are so bad off that they're having to file for bankruptcy. There's a case out of Rhode Island, Central Falls, Rhode Island, a small city of 19,000, located 6 miles from the capital of Providence.
Has, smallest city in the smallest state.
That's correct. They have filed for bankruptcy at this point, owing, let's see, $80 million in unfunded pension and retiree health benefits, which is quadruple the annual town budget of $17 million. They just can't make it work. And so they're going under. But what does that mean? What does it mean when a municipality, a government...
One thing I can tell you it doesn't mean is it doesn't mean that the elected officials will have to leave and go elsewhere and find real jobs.
No.
It doesn't mean that the bureaucrats that were in power at this time are going to have to go get different jobs. It doesn't mean that the unions with whom they were all colluding are, you know, all their contracts... I suppose the union contracts are, could be considered broken.
So dire predictions apparently of mass municipal defaults made late last year by Wall Street analyst Meredith Whitney have not yet come to pass. A string of failures could rattle the $2.9 trillion U.S. municipal debt market because, again, who wants to buy the debt of these municipalities? What fool would want to go in on that particular investment?
The muni bonds are, you know, they keep telling people these are safe.
How's it looking now?
Well,
I'd like to know what investors think of this, because I'm no expert on the investing world, but that sounds like a really bad
buy. I wouldn't get into them for moral reasons. Like, yeah. I'm not going to loan money to
criminal
organizations.
No, I understand that, Mark, but you and I aren't bankers, and bankers, probably most of them, don't have any problem with loaning money to
most
the government.
Muni bonds go out. Those are investment tools.
Meaning what?
So cities put up bonds, and people say, well, here's some money. We'll take this tax-free interest.
You're telling me banks don't buy them?
I'm sure that they get loans from banks,
yeah.
But I think that they also get loans from just sort
individuals,
of...
Individuals, sure. Yeah. That I understand. So 1-855-450-FREE is the number here if you've got some thoughts. It says here that the Central Falls filing was not the start of a huge nationwide trend, according to a VP at Boston Breckenridge Capital Advisors. He says a bankruptcy filing is sort of an endgame over years and years of economic distress, so it's not something your typical U.S. town or city is likely to experience anytime soon, he said. There have been only 624 municipal bankruptcies under Chapter 9 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code since 1937. Apparently, five of them occurred last year, according to a municipal bankruptcy expert at the law firm of Chapman & Cutler. Alabama's Jefferson County is currently working toward to ward off the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, stemming from its $3.2 billion sewer bond crisis. The Pennsylvania state capital of Harrisburg, which has about $300 million incinerator debt, whatever that is also considering bankruptcy. Did they spend $300 million on an incinerator?
I would guess.
Some sort of
special, really bad-sounding debt.
Type of debt. I just think
sounds like an awful interest rate.
If you know, please feel free to let us in on the information at 1-855-450-FREE.
Who would take the loan called the incinerator?
Those cases lead some to take a pessimistic view on the future of municipal bankruptcies in the United States. Gee, you think? Another so-called expert says, Chapter 9 has been a fairly unusual event, but we and many others think that's not necessarily going to be the case forward. Well, why is that, Sean Scott? Why is it that you would suggest that? Is this some sort of a puff piece on municipal loans or municipal bonds?
I think that, you know, at this point, there are a few municipalities out there, handful of municipalities out there, considering, you know, heading directly into bankruptcy. So I don't, you know, one could predict a bunch of failures. I don't know. I think that they have an advantage over many other organizations, which is taxation. So what you're going to need, you know, I mean, look.
It's true, but that's limited.
Until people start saying, we're not paying you anymore. And that's what happened during
that's
the Great Depression. That's what farmers did. We said, no, they're not paying. And that it happened en masse. And you know, at this point, I think people are just too lackadaisical. They're too, you know, they're too indoctrinated that the government's, well, you got to pay this.
So what happens after the bankruptcy? Well, the big question on the minds of a lot of the people in Central Falls, which, again, the population 19,000, very nearby Providence, the big question on their minds was if another nearby town, like neighboring Pawtucket, or the state itself would take over the city. So when a town goes bankrupt, that means that it kind of melds back into the state? Becomes unincorporated?
It could.
What exactly? See, I'm not a municipal expert.
I don't know. I mean,
I know that they're a corporation, right? So they are rated as far as their ability to pay back loans and things like that. They have these ratings out there for corporations and such.
Well, if this is, they said it was Chapter 9.
Chapter 9, bankruptcy.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what that means either. I'm familiar with Chapter 7 and Chapter 13, but those are personal bankruptcy situations.
One guy, Dan McCure, 48 years old, on a break from his job in an auto parts store, says, I'd be curious to who's going to take it over. Someone has to, but no one wants to. It's going to hurt business. It's all mom-and-pop stores here. Not sure how it's going to hurt business that the town's going out of business. But Ulysses Ortiz, a 50-year-old retiree, said whatever budget cuts will be imposed would hurt residents who've already borne the brunt of heavy budget cutting. These guys want their big government around, apparently. That's what it sounds like here. It's too bad, he said, because Central Falls has always been a progressive city. We've been here for more than a century, he said.
We're progressing into debt.
Yeah, apparently.
And now we're progressing into bankruptcy.
How is that going to hurt residents? I guess the idea is that the people are so dependent on the city services that without the city around, they're all going to be hurting somehow, even though... I don't know what's going to happen to the property tax bill the next time. It's not like they're going to stop collecting property taxes just because they're bankrupt, right?
You know, I can see up north what the concern is as far as doing the roads and stuff like that. I mean, people simply can't get around unless some big truck comes by and, you know.
Some guys with trucks will probably figure out ways
there
to do
aren't
these things.
Lot, well, that might happen. You're talking about the situation where, you know, the town just doesn't go out anymore. But you know, there's specialized big trucks for doing roads in a very efficient fashion. We're not talking about driveways here and a guy with a snowplow in the front of his pickup truck. You're talking about
spreaders.
You need the big deal. And that's going to make things difficult during the winter.
Central Falls has been under state control since July 2010. It has $21 million of outstanding debt, according to Moody's. And state officials worked to avoid a municipal bankruptcy filing, said it would upset Rhode Island's other fragile localities. Earlier this year, the state passed a law that guarantees bondholders will be paid before a distressed city like Central Falls deals with its other obligations, meaning that bondholders get priority before other people that have loaned money to the municipality. That's what that sounds like, right?
Maybe it means bills that are upcoming, pensions, you know, the paychecks, things like that.
Those get put on hold, perhaps. It was not immediately clear whether the law would hold up in bankruptcy court. The Rhode Island governor said the situation is dire and requires decisive action. According to a retired judge, everything was done to avoid this day. Taxes have been raised to the maximum level allowable.
Well, that's gotta stink.
We tried to stop it by raising as many taxes as we could, and it still didn't work. That's right. Force has consequences, folks. Aggression against your neighbors, it does have consequences in the long run.
I don't think they know it in Rhode Island, though. Rhode Island's traditionally a rather corrupt place. There were when the Free State Project considered small states for its location, there were two that were exempted. Hawaii, because of its basically all sort of, you know, big government
very tax
policies. Yeah, very socialist policies. And Rhode Island because of corruption.
Get this last part here. Taxes have been raised to the maximum level allowable. We also negotiated with the police and fire unions without success, attempting to reach voluntary concessions, and we tried in vain to persuade our retirees to accept voluntary reductions in their benefits. But these bureaucrats stood firm, and they said, no, no, this is our money. We're going to take every last dime. And now they've taken every last dime. Because the city cannot pay its retirees. It cannot meet the pension obligations it
has. That's what has to happen. You go into bankruptcy, then you can renegotiate all this stuff.
1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you, again, can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there.
That's right. Julia's sitting in with us, hopefully for the rest of the evening. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts in countries around the world. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can get instant access online. They will send you the course, but you can get instant access also online at jurisdictionary.com. They have lots of free things there for you to sort of try out. And when you check out, be sure to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a course that I've taken. I recommend it highly for anybody who's going to be doing anything with the court system. You need to have jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so our number again, 1-855-450-FREE. You can dial in about anything you want. We've been talking about this city in Rhode Island, and I think we've pretty much covered the entirety of it at this point, but they are bankrupt, and they're filing for this Chapter 9, which has only been done a few hundred times in the last about 80 years. It happened 5 times last year, so it's a fairly rare occurrence. Of course, some people are predicting that this is going to happen more often now as municipalities are more squeezed for funds.
I think the prediction was 400 in the year of 2011. We are now in August.
Yeah, it's not even be close to that. But maybe down the line this will start to hit pretty hard. Maybe it will reach some sort of a point of no return where these cities are just unable to hold on with these huge obligations that they have to pay things like big-time pension funds, for instance, and with these government bureaucrats having no interest in taking voluntary cuts. That's what they said down there in Rhode Island, is that they tried negotiating with the police unions and the fire department unions and all the retirees that are receiving government pensions. They tried to say, hey, look, if you don't take a cut, we're not going to be able to pay you anything. You understand that, right? We're not going to cut anything. We deserve our money. We put in our 20 years or our 30 years, and now we deserve 90% of the money that we used to, because that's typical for government pensions, from what I understand, is that they make like 90% of what they made while they were working.
And the police department will put in this overtime, and they'll load overtime on the guys that are getting ready to retire in the last 3 years.
That
or
way
whatever.
They get 90% of more.
Right, they get 90% of more. These guys will retire with paychecks that look like, that make your regular paycheck look bad, and they're not working at all.
That's right.
Then they'll go on, because, you know, cops only have to work for 20 years generally to retire. Then they'll go on after that, they'll get themselves another municipal job.
That's right.
They'll get another full pension. It's crazy.
On top of, like, matching 401ks and everything else.
They don't get
the replacement of the 401k?
Well, it's not a replacement, because 401ks are actually replacements to pensions. They are, sort of.
Well, that's what most private companies offer.
Yeah, yeah, it's a much sweeter world to be a government bureaucrat.
I believe the number is, I think it's 60% of all government workers are unionized, whereas 6% of private market workers are unionized. So really, when you talk about unions, you're talking about public sector unions. That's mostly where they are.
Well, the 401k actually requires you to save, because most companies will do like a matching thing, but you take money out of your paycheck and put it away. You know what I mean? And they'll match it, and you can do different things with it as far as.
I don't know
it
how many
seems more responsible
have.
To me.
Yeah, I don't know how many governments have that.
That is the thing that's going to save municipalities if they can just get it done. Is that they can just, because it's the pensions that's killing them.
Plus medical on top. From what I understand, you're getting the pension plus you're still getting coverage as far
like
as
benefits.
Your
oh, yeah. They got dental, they got optical, they've got the whole thing.
So think about how much of a burden. Think about how much of a burden that
is. It's the pension, dude. It's the pensions. The pensions is what's killing them.
It's humongous all around. And so they went to these bureaucrats and they said, look, just volunteer to take a cut. Let's do this across-the-board cut. You guys can agree to this, and we'll keep this pension fund afloat for another 5 years, or however long they can keep this thing going. But the government bureaucrats stood firm. They said no, and now this town is going out of so-called business. It's going to bankruptcy. So 1-855-450-FREE. We'll continue to keep up to date on the death of this barbaric old system of violent monopolies around the country. Now, this other story that I mentioned about the police department shutting down, this isn't really a budgetary issue, because apparently it has something to do with corruption. But according to the story over at My Fox Orlando in Volusia County, in a surprise move Monday night, the city of Oak Hill has eliminated its entire police department. The police chief and a few officers were under scrutiny, apparently for alleged illegal and odd behavior.
Odd behavior?
The city council was so fed up, they simply wiped out the entire department. Now, this is an unusual solution to corruption. Normally, you don't see anything happening to police that are corrupt. Normally, they get, you know, maybe a verbal warning or something like that. Because usually the police chief himself isn't brought under scrutiny. In this case, the entire city council is just, yeah, we're just not going to deal with you anymore. You're done. And I sure would be nice to see more of this happening around the country. The mayor called a special meeting Monday night that started with the trashing of the police chief, and the mayor called for her termination. But then the board talked about it more and decided to get rid of the entire department. It came as a shock to the room full of citizens and even the chief. Officers handed in their badges and guns. Oh, this would be such a Kodak moment.
I know. I would like to be at that meeting.
People hugged the chief, and during the meeting, just minutes after the vote, a call came in for service. Just minutes after they'd been shut down.
Yeah, that's funny.
Officer Manny Perez says the past year working here has been awful. He says one of the first things they tell you is this is a thankless job, and today that really hits home. He was accused by town members of stealing gas earlier in the year and was suspended. Investigation found no evidence of wrongdoing, and he was back on the streets last month. Both sides admitted there was trouble brewing between City Hall and the police department for years. In fact, just last week, the mayor says someone planted pot plants in her backyard, or in her yard, not sure which one, but the police chief climbed a ladder and took a picture of it over the fence, something the mayor didn't appreciate. Now get this. How many of the rest of us would get this kind of leeway if pot plants were found in our yard? It was investigated and determined the plants were not the mayor's.
How did they determine that?
That's what I'd like to know.
Can you imagine having that in a court, like pot plants are found in your backyard?
Right.
Well, we've done some investigating, and they're definitely not yours.
You know, people have tried this all along, and it never, ever works.
Right. How'd
I think
that
I remember that from when I was, like, 13. It wasn't mine.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it.
Nobody saw me do it.
Was it Dionne Warwick?
Yeah, she walked through the airline security or the TSA with
prior to 9/11 or something. I don't know.
No. It was after 9/11.
After 9/11, she had some pot and she said, "Oh, it wasn't mine." And come on.
So just saying, it seems like they're treating the mayor a little differently than they might treat you and I in that particular case. But either way, they shut down the police department, and apparently the sheriff's office will be handling calls in Oak Hill from now on. The mayor says it will cost the same amount of money to have the sheriff's office cover the area 24/7. So it's not really a budget reduction, but at the same time, at least...
What does cover mean?
Well, they're going to take care of the calls in that area. But at least one government
bureaucracy... Does that mean that they won't be doing the patrolling anymore?
Good question. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE. You can call that number and dial in. It's toll-free, and you can get on the air and talk about anything you want. Doesn't have to be related to the death of municipalities around the country in various different ways, but that's kind of been the focus of the show thus far. There's all kinds of other stuff to talk about here tonight, including another salvo in the cyber war. We'll get to that here in moments.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. You know, there's been a situation in Bitcoins, though. It looks like mybitcoin.org might have gone under and taken many, many, many people's wallets, including mine and Ian's, with it. So I don't know how that's going to affect the Bitcoins as far as value. Is it going to...
It was mybitcoin.com.
Mybitcoin.com, excuse me. And is it going to dip and then go back up? I don't know.
I think whatever would have happened has already probably happened. They've been down for several days at this point.
Yeah, that much is true. I think some people are hoping against hope that they come back. It would be really nice if
they
did. Yeah, I certainly
They've got at least 50 of my Bitcoins.
Yeah, I think I had close to 100 in there.
And it's $13 per Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's not a small loss. But, you know, if this happened to any currency, if I got my wallet stolen, I'm not going to say to myself, well, I guess the dollar's no good. This doesn't really have anything to do with the Bitcoin.
This has to do with Ian being dumb and being lazy mostly and not transferring money out of this centralized server.
Make that mistake again, huh?
Right. Well, this is the second time I've made the mistake, so I already made the mistake again a second time.
Wow.
So I
made it once, thank goodness.
Learn my lesson.
Go find out.
I apologized last night for losing people's money because those were mostly contributions to Free Talk Live.
We use coins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org.
Yeah. Although I think we're getting some advertising money in bitcoins as well.
Yeah, we're getting some. We are getting definitely some advertising in bitcoins. You know, I think that there's a lot of value in them. I think that they could really change the world.
I'm excited about the Bitcoin. I think it's a neat product.
I really don't feel good about having lost about 104 of them recently.
Yeah.
And if I just kind of, I was lazy too. I said, well, you know, whatever Ian says is good enough. And usually when tech stuff comes into play, whatever Ian says is generally good enough. So,
yeah, the bad part was apparently that my Bitcoin.com site stopped responding to support requests. So they have a support page where then support email address on it. And so if somebody has a problem with their site, they would email that address and say, hey, this is my problem is. But no one was getting responses up to a month prior to the site actually going down. So this guy who was running the site was nowhere to be found a month ago, and it's just that I wasn't plugged in far enough to the, you know, like the Bitcoin community and the Bitcoin forums to find this out, and so I found out the hard way. But if I had been diligent and not lazy, then I wouldn't have lost all that that money. Now, technically, it's not lost, because the weird thing about Bitcoin, it's anonymous, but it's something that is completely trackable. Like, the entire Bitcoin system is open for inspection. So if you want to, you can go and you can pull up a Bitcoin address. And so when you're transferring Bitcoins, there's this long string of characters that is essentially an identity for your account. You can pull that string up through a particular website, which is, I believe, called blockexplorer.com. So if you go to this site, you punch in a string of a Bitcoin address, it'll tell you all of the transactions that that address has had in its history. So it'll actually tell you the total number of Bitcoins associated with that particular account number, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I found out how many were on my, you know, one of my wallets.
Right. So what my point is that this mybitcoin.com, that guy has been answering emails for months. So who knows what happened to him? If you look at the addresses, you can see that the money's still there. The Bitcoins are all still in everybody's accounts. So it's not like the guy running the site has raided everyone's accounts and taken the money and gone off to some, you know, island somewhere. Although, from what I understand, the site's registered somewhere in an island somewhere.
The West Indies, I believe.
Yeah. But my point being, the money's still there. So he hasn't raided anybody's account.
How do you
account.
Know it's still there, though?
You can look at it. It's all there.
Because I talked
to
somebody today that I trust regarding this, and I didn't get that impression. He said there was a 98% chance that the guy skipped town and a 2% chance that he died while on vacation.
Well, I'm telling you, you can look at the account numbers here, and you can pull up the information. I mean, I'm looking at every single donation that was ever sent to the account that we'd posted publicly on Free Talk Live's website. I've now changed that address to a new address because I don't want you to send any more money to this guy in case he is scamming folks. But what I'm explaining to you, maybe I haven't made it clear, the entire transaction history is available publicly for every single Bitcoin account. It's entirely transparent. Now, it's private because you can constantly move accounts, right? So we talk about how Bitcoin is private. It's a completely open system, but nobody knows who's in control of those accounts. There's no information associated with this string of characters. There's no name or address or anything that's attached to it. Do you see where I'm coming from on that?
I get it.
Right. So that's how it's private, and it's private because you can keep generating brand new numbers that, again, nobody knows who they belong to. So unless you post that information publicly, which we do, so anybody that wants to can go and look at that. So if you were to give me your account number that people were sending you stuff to, I could punch that up here in this search engine over at blockexplorer.com, and it would tell me how many Bitcoins you have sitting in that account. So the Bitcoins are all still there, which
but
makes
I've
me
changed
think
the, I've changed my wallet three times while on mybitcoin.com, so would it still be the same account even though the wallet's different?
That I don't know about. I think you can have different numbers assigned to the same wallet, but I don't quote me on that. I'm still new to the whole Bitcoin technology thing, too. But my point is, the guy, whoever was running this website that is now offline and has been offline for several days, hasn't raided anybody's money thus far. It's all still sitting there. So that says to me, this guy, something happened to him. Because why would that be the case? If he was going to raid people's accounts, he could do that. And why wait? What's he sitting on the money for at this point? Who knows? We'll keep our eyes on things, but
could be dead.
I'm pretty much chalking it up as a loss. If it comes back, it'll be like found money at that point.
The laundry lottery.
Yeah.
So, laundry. Oh.
When you find money in the, you know.
I haven't heard it called that, but it's a great name for it.
All right.
You find like $20 in your
it's
jean pocket.
It's great.
Yeah.
Or in the wintertime, your coat pocket. That's one of the benefits of moving up to New Hampshire.
There's so many damn pockets.
You put the coat away, you bust out the coat. I found $20 this year.
Indeed.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. I'm being told he doesn't have to raid the account because he controls the accounts anyway. Well, yeah, that's all true, but why not put all the money into one account? I mean, if you've got a whole bunch of accounts on your system, why wouldn't you, if you were going to just go ahead and raid everybody's accounts and shut down your system, why wouldn't you just run a script that transferred all of the money from every single account on your system all into one account? Wouldn't that make sense?
I would think that you would do it as quickly as possible, turn it into cash, is what my guess would be.
Well, either way, so Bitcoin, you know, right, there are lessons to be learned when it comes to Bitcoin, and there are suggestions out there as to how people can do the maximum protection of their Bitcoin accounts to make sure that there's zero chance that that somebody can steal their wallet information. And it does need to be treated like cash, and it can be easy to not because it's just... it's out there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It's not something that you can hold in your hand. So it can be easy to kind of take it for granted, and then you get spanked like I did and Mark did. So 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE is the number here. In other news, according to thehackernews.com, law enforcement websites are under fire because of the FBI's actions against Anonymous and Lulzsec, including several arrests. Now, anti-sec supporters have targeted 77 law enforcement domains and walked away with everything on them. 77 domains were being hosted all on the same web server. So there's some server company that's, you know, pitching domains to cops and to sheriff's departments and such, and they had them all on the same server. A few weeks before the anti-sec targeted Arizona police departments, leaking personnel information and other sensitive data in response to immigration laws passed by the state. This time, however, the latest law enforcement raid is in response to the actions taken by the FBI, and then they just go down this laundry list of various different police websites. There's more coming up here about the cyber war hacktivism. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 pass.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Use our brand new call-in number. It's toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, wait, I should turn Julia's mic on. That would help. Let's try that again.
And Julia.
And Mark. Can't see the look of evil that she gave me with that particular one. So 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. All kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight, including the continuing cyber war as the folks over at AntiSec have targeted police departments. Not only did they target the Arizona police, as you may recall from not too long ago when they released a set of emails from Arizona cops, basically revealing the police to be what, you know, a lot of them we've known have been, and that is racists, bigots, jerks. It's revealing their personal emails going back and forth between one another there. And they've now taken down 77 law enforcement domains. Not only have they taken them down, but they've walked away with everything on them. How did they do it? Well, see, most of these sheriff's websites are just garbage. I mean, there's just not much there in the first place. This is the sheriff's department. They've got a monopoly. They don't have to have a fancy website.
What are they going to do? Put their address on? You know, then people might come by. They don't want that. What are they going to do? Put a telephone number on there? I mean, you know, call 911 if you've got an emergency. If you don't have an emergency, don't call us.
That's pretty much it. You know, there's frequently you'll find pictures of the sheriff's van. Or their badass equipment. They'll put those kind of pictures up.
Here's some really expensive stuff we spent your money on.
Yeah. So usually that's about all it is. And so they nailed 77 law enforcement domains, all from the same server. And in fact, it apparently resulted in the theft of 5 to 10 gigabytes worth of sensitive documents. But is it really theft when the money that was paying for it in the first place was stolen?
Well, it's everybody's money. So therefore, you know, this is sort of a question that comes to state secrets.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of state secrets are allowable if everybody's forced to pay for it? In a quote-unquote democracy where we the people are the governing body, how can I make an important decision like who to elect to run these things if I don't know what kind of secrets these guys have been running? Been keeping. I don't have any idea. How can I do that? Barack Obama promised us transparency and has been the least transparent president in American history, or at least that's some claim I read someplace, certainly in recent history. He's going after every whistleblower he can find.
I can't even get a police report from the local police department with the so-called Freedom of Information Act. Yeah, I've been told, you need to work within the system. And so I filed recently four of what they call the 91A requests here in New Hampshire, which is their supposed right-to-know law. And every single request, they basically come back and said, yeah, we're not going to give you that information.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, pay up. Property taxes are due. So I have to pay for their services, but I can't even get the document retention policy out of the Sheriff's Department. I can't get their supposedly publicly available information about how long they hold documents and information in their office. Now, that's the one thing I was able to get. The City of Keene did give me their document retention policy. So which begs me to, you know, begs the question, well, why would the city be able to give me this policy, but the sheriff can't? Can you explain that? No, it's just arbitrary. It's just one bureaucrat
they
saying...
They can do whatever they want to do.
Right. It's just one bureaucrat saying yes and the other one saying no. That's all it is. But the majority of my requests, the super majority of them, have been completely denied. So as far as I'm concerned, this anti-SEC group getting into the law enforcement servers here, that's just an act of transparency.
This is what people would claim as far as, you know, looking at whistleblowers and things like that. I mean, shouldn't people be able to know? If you believe that an organization that is being funded by your tax dollars is operating in a fashion that is immoral or unethical or stealing or doing whatever, shouldn't you be able to try to find that information out? How are you going to do that if that's a law enforcement agency and they claim that you can't enforce the law upon them? Try to go make a citizen's arrest against a cop who's breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
See if you'll be lucky if you survive the experience.
1-855-450-FREE, according to the story here at thehackernews.com. Some of the files that they lifted, again, 5 to 10 gigabytes worth of sensitive documents, includes training files, personnel information like names, addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, usernames, and passwords of more than 7,000 officers from dozens of police departments. And the compromised data also contained inmate databases for the jails, as well as active warrant information, but they are apparently redacting the name and address info to demonstrate how those facing the gun of the criminal justice system are our comrades and not our adversaries. On the other hand, we will be making public name and contact information about informants who had the false impression they would be able to anonymously snitch in secrecy.
Nice.
That I consider heroic. So, just to recap, they're releasing all the information, the sensitive personnel information about the police themselves. They're redacting the information about the people that are being held in jail, the victims mostly, because a lot of the people in jail are completely peaceful. They never harmed anybody else. The victims
are peaceful, but they're not in there for a violent crime.
Well, if they're not violent, then that's
pretty
peaceful.
I understand you didn't state it right.
So, they are redacting that information, but they're releasing the information of the informants, who, of course, were told by the police that, oh, we'll protect you.
And then they put them in some sort of a database?
That's right.
Yep. Nice.
And that database was available on a public internet server. Not smart. So, we demand prosecutors.
It's crazy.
The attackers at Anti-SEC, this is part of their press release. We demand prosecutors immediately drop all charges and investigations against all anonymous defendants. Again, they went around and they arrested some people accusing them of being anonymous.
Right. By the way, they didn't even have, they really had no evidence. They had very little evidence. Their evidence is extraordinarily tenuous.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the, according to PayPal, the 1,000 most used IPs or whatever ISPs. IPs that hit their server when they took down PayPal, and they did. But
that doesn't mean
hexors
anything.
Can use zombies. They can make computers across the nation, across the world, keep on in these these denial of service.
Right, they put a copy of what they call malware, for instance, on your computer, and it essentially turns your computer into a robot for them, where they can essentially issue an order, and then all of their computers on their zombie net, for lack of a better term, will then follow those orders and attack PayPal or attack Visa or attack, you know, law enforcement servers or something like that. So you may have no idea. Your computer may be a part of that botnet, and you have no clue. Now, it's not nice to do this. This is not a good thing to do. It's not good to put software on someone's computer that they don't know exists. But reality is, that's what happens. So the cops could very well come to the house of some grandmother with an internet connection. She has no idea that the software is on her computer, or maybe her grandson put the software on her computer without her knowledge. Maybe it wasn't even something that she accidentally did. Maybe she, a lot of cases, viruses or something, people that they're tricked into installing a program that has a Trojan in it or something like that. Maybe her grandson is a part of Anonymous and he's just using grandma's computer, and then the cops come to her house.
Could
start
be.
Asking her questions. How's she going to know what's going on? Is she responsible? Are you responsible for everything your computer does?
They would like this to be the case. If you lend your car to someone, they go get a parking ticket, then and they toss the parking ticket and then give you your car back. And
they're going after you.
They're going to go after you because your car was parked someplace. Whoa, I didn't park that car. I have no idea. I've never even been to your city.
Right.
Whatever.
Prove it.
It doesn't matter. They'll throw that boot right on you.
All right, so continuing here. To law enforcement, your bogus trumped-up charges against the anonymous PayPal LOIC attacks will not stick. That's low orbit something cannon, I think.
Ion cannon. Really awesome name.
Nor will your intimidation tactics stop us from exposing your corruption. While many of the recent anonymous arrestees are completely innocent, there's no such thing as an innocent cop, and we will act accordingly.
Oh, God.
To our hacker comrades, now is the time to unite and fight back against our common oppressors. Escalate attacks against government, corporate law enforcement, and military targets. Destroy their systems and leak their private data. Thank you, hackers. I would like to say that I really appreciate everything that you're doing for freedom. Because even though you may not be principled, I'm sure there are principled, liberty-minded people as a part of Anonymous, but you certainly get it about law enforcement, and you get it that they are oppressors in many ways, and that they're not there to serve.
They're reacting to these law enforcement officials, I guess. And I don't know that they're attacking the right groups or anything like that. They're reacting to a bad use of law enforcement, which is going after people that may have had nothing to do, tenuous evidence, and. I see this does happen all the time in law enforcement. It's sad, and this is going to be a backlash.
All right, so we continue here at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And there's actually a link here to one of the websites as to what it looked like once the hackers took it down. They put up their own graphics and video, anti-police video, on the cops' websites. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.